This is the audio version of Liberty Gospel Tract TRE 147. The title is, What Does It Mean to Be a Born-Again Christian? Are you a born-again Christian? Jesus said, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. If you want to go to heaven, you must find out what it means to be born again. How can I be born again when I've already been born once? A very religious man had that same question. The Bible says, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? John 3, verse 4. The answer is, no. You cannot enter into your mother's womb and start over again. You're too big. And besides that fact, it would not help you to just start physically over again. To be born again physically would not help because you would just start over again with the same old sin nature. The Bible says, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51, verse 5. There is nothing sinful about the way that children are conceived or born. The sinful part is our nature. Does that mean that evolution is true? That we have a savage nature from animals? No. The earth was not formed by accident, but by God. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. Man and woman were also created directly by God, not through a long process of animal mutations. The Bible says, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2, verse 7. Evolution is one of the most successful lies that the devil has ever put across on mankind. Why would man rather believe that he evolved from animals than believe that God created him? There is only one reason. If he is here upon earth by accident, then there is no God to have to answer to one day. But if God created mankind, then one day man has to answer to that Creator. The Bible says, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Psalm 100, verse 3. The Bible says, So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. The Bible says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, verse 27. If God created man, and evolution had nothing to do with it, then why did he create us with a sinful nature? Do not blame that upon God. God created man perfect, without sin. The Bible says, So God created man in his own image. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1, verses 27 and verse 31. The reason that we all are born in sin with a sin nature is because of Adam and Eve's disobedience. God gave them just one rule, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. Just as an expecting mother who is taking drugs causes her baby to be born addicted to and craving those same drugs. Even so, when Adam and Eve sinned, it caused us to be born with the same sin nature as they, craving the same old sin. The Bible says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5, verse 12. Remember what God had specifically told Adam? He said, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2, verse 17. God clearly said that the day that they ate of the forbidden fruit, they would die. We read on after Adam and Eve sinned and find out that they did not die physically that day. In fact, God handed down physical consequences. God said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3, verses 11 through 13. The Bible says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Genesis 3, verses 16 through 19. If Adam and Eve did not die physically the day they sinned, then in what way did they die? That is exactly what Jesus was trying to get Nicodemus to realize, that Adam and Eve died spiritually the day that they sinned. The Bible says, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." John 3, verses 5 through 7. You were brought to life physically, and now you need to be brought to life spiritually. How do we get spiritually born again? First, there is a matter of repentance. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Luke 13, verse 3. Repentance is not you trying to clean up yourself. That is self-reformation and doomed to fail. Repentance is you having a desire for God to save and transform you. The Bible says, "Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart." Joel 2, verse 12. The Bible says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans 10, verse 10. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Repentance is forsaking all other religions, gods, and hopes of heaven, and placing your complete faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4 and verse 12. Why is Jesus the only way to heaven? The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6, verse 23. The wages for our sin is death, and Jesus paid that price for us when he died on the cross. As we have already seen, Adam and Eve died spiritually the day that they sinned. At that moment, they were separated from God. The Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Unless this spiritual separation from God is reconciled, that is, unless you are spiritually born again, you will spend eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. The Bible says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Matthew 25, verse 46. Dying in some remote place will not cause you to escape this judgment. The Bible says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. Jesus is the only way of salvation because he was born of a miraculous virgin birth. The Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Matthew 1, verse 23. That means that he had no sin nature like you and I, which we inherited through a natural birth from our parents. Jesus is Almighty God in the flesh. Jesus lived a perfect life. The judge at his trial said, "I find in him no fault at all." John 18, verse 38. Jesus gave his life, his blood, to pay the penalty for our sins. The Bible says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood." Leviticus 17, verse 11. The Bible says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ." 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. Jesus arose from the grave, then he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God Almighty in the flesh, Creator of heaven and earth. He is Master, Savior, and Messiah. The wages of our sin is death, and Jesus died on the cross to pay that penalty for us with his pure, sinless blood. Jesus arose from the grave the third day, proving that his blood fully paid for our sins. To be saved, you must call upon him from your heart. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. Bow your head right now and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of all your sins and to save you. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Romans 10, verse 13. After we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, then he instructs us to openly confess him by getting baptized under the water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Bible says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. Would you like to be saved today? Would you like your sins forgiven? Would you like a new life in Christ? Make this decision today. Repent, turn from your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to save you and cleanse you and forgive you. If you've just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact the local church address stamped on the back of this tract so that you may follow the Lord in believers' baptism there. Also, please give us a call today at 616-754-7151. That number again, 616-754-7151. And tell us about how you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior so that we can rejoice with you. And we'd like to send you a free Bible study course to help you grow in your new Christian life. We have a whole series of Bible study courses for you to get you digging into the Word of God and growing and learning more about this new, wonderful life serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You can also find us on the web at libertygospeltracts.com. That is libertygospeltracts.com. Remember the word tracks is spelled with a T at the end, not a K. Also, you can write to us through the postal mail. Our address is Liberty Baptist Church, 11845 West Carson City Road, Greenville, Michigan, 48838. Once again, that's Liberty Baptist Church, 11845 West Carson City Road, Greenville, Michigan, 48838. Get in contact with us today. May the Lord bless you.